Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and you are listening to AIR, and I do thank you very much for tuning in. Tonight we have a wonderful guest who comes back to visit us again. Shala Mehta is a wonderful energy practitioner. She helps you bridge between the physical and energy matrix of the body. Her work helps support those who desire to improve their physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. She helps create a very congruent flow of energy between the four bodies through a rewiring process that enables us to have a higher dimensional light. And I thank you so very much, Shala, for being on AIR once again.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You do have a website through lightworkers.com. They can find you there, or is it .net?
Yes. If they go to www.lightworker.com and go /Shala, you'll come to my site there. I've been writing for Lightworker for close to 12 years now, so my monthly article is always uploaded at that site. And it's also in the Evolution Center, or Spectrum, I believe, as well, on that site.
And it's you had a fascinating one, really, covering a lot of information this month about all about the energy of June busting out all over the place. And it truly is, in so many ways.
Yes. Well, my article for June sort of came about. I woke up, as often happens, before I'm going to write something, I'll get little nudges. And I woke up, it was towards the end of May. It was around the full moon, which was very auspicious, as all of the moons are this particular year. Each new moon and full moon offer even more amplified, calibrated energy. And I woke up on the morning of May 27th and was listening to a song going over and over in my head called June is Busting Out All Over. It's from a musical from the 60s called Carousel, which I think is probably a metaphor for the energy that we're in for June, like going around and around on a carousel. But anyway, that song sort of spoke to me, as well as another tune that came from that same musical. It's funny where we get our inspiration, which was something, a song called You'll Never Walk Alone, and that I think is truly the indicator of magic that we need to really grasp, particularly in this timing, is that we are not walking this path, this journey, this timing alone. Even though it feels pretty intense, I titled my article for June, Inner Stability. And all of us are feeling the nudges and the pushes and the pulls of this polarized timing. And the greater our inner stability, that place where we can just feel joyful and peaceful, notwithstanding all that's going on the planet, creates more of an alignment, and we can actually be more in service. So, do you have a question?
Well, it's just right now, I mean, right now, as you said, there is a lot of fluctuating energies coming in and out. And do you have any suggestions on the ways that people can really better handle this situation? Is it more they should do more grounding, more breathing exercises? What suggestions do you have for getting through?
Well, all of those things are good. Certainly, all of those things are good. Grounding, looking after yourself physically, making sure we're getting enough water, making sure we're getting enough rest. All of those things are important. But I think fundamentally, the most important, as we're preparing now this week in particular for the solstice, which is coming up on the 21st, which is next Monday or this coming Monday, the summer solstice here in the northern hemisphere, the winter in the south, and that is always a very pivotal timing. It's where the days are the longest, of course. We have the most equal of light and dark on the planet. And it is it amplifies these waves of energy that we are feeling as increased vibration and frequency. And I think probably the greatest gift we can give ourselves for our inner stability is to feel joyful, is to just feel at peace. And however you have to do that, if it's a grounding exercise, and that makes you feel joyful, great. If it's thinking about something that you did when you were little, or imagining something that you want to do, or reading poetry, or listening to music, or watching an old movie, or walking in the park, whatever you need to do that can make you feel joyful, that can bring a smile to your face without you having to work at it, our light body is being greatly impacted, and we're bridging very, very dramatically the energy of the light body within the construct of the physical, emotional, mental, and spirit body. And the one frequency or vibration that our light body responds to, really the only one, is joy, which is another word for love. We can call it unconditional love. But that vibration of joy, that frequency of joy, is what our light body responds to. It's the language. It's the only language that the light body really understands. So the greater part of us that can feel that, however we do it, sometimes you have to fake it till you make it when we're going through these tremendous times of change that are challenging, finding a way that you can just feel joyful, you can feel peaceful, you can feel excited, you can feel uplifted, even when you feel like physically you're dragging yourself through the mud or you're not getting enough sleep, if you need to daydream, whatever it is. But I think that's probably the greatest thing that you can do right now during this very intense time is not take it too seriously. Take the steps that you need, obviously, to maintain your physical body and all the things that we know it needs, and obviously going to work and all those other things, the responsibilities that we all have. But fundamentally, being joyful, being a happy-go-lucky soul, and allowing that to be reflected in your day-to-day ongoing life is probably the greatest gift that you can give to yourself. And that energy will be that reflected energy that comes out from us, and that's the greatest gift to the planet.
It definitely is, and you reminded me of the very fact that my guides often tell me that I am a cosmic joke, and in a joyous way, in a fun way, because I do tend to take things way too seriously at times. And they always are always able to turn around and make me laugh at myself. Mm-hmm. And it makes such a huge difference. And it lifts all the problems up and makes me understand that it's a temporary situation, that you can get through anything with joy in your heart. And
exactly.
Everything will work out just fine if mm-hmm. you just don't get overwhelmed by a situation or a thought that is of the negative persuasion, shall we say.
Well, exactly. And I think it's important to understand that how we're feeling in any given moment, particularly, we'll use the month of June, we could have used the month of May or the month of April, all of them have been very intense. All mm-hmm. of them are going to build upon each other, and July is going to be a bit of a roller coaster, and so is August, and so is September. There's no letting up in terms of the increased frequency and vibration. So the letting up comes from us and understanding that how we're feeling is indexed to our emotional construct in this energy. So our inner stability is indexed to our emotions, and our inner stability is indexed in there as well. So the greater stability, the greater sense of peace and joy that we can have, the greater our ability to be the lightning rods and the holders or purveyors of higher dimensional frequency and light, the greater we can access our light body. And as I said before, if you have to fake it till you make it, so be it. If
right.
you want to be, some people might call it naive, but we are walking between the third and fifth dimensional realms continually. There's the need for our inner stability. And understanding that our emotions are our greatest ally. They teach us, they show us, they reveal to us, and they give us the greatest ability to weave in and around the quantum nature of the light that's coming in and light us up.
Yes, they do. And it really is, at least for me, I've noticed that every month it goes deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper to make sure everything is cleared out. So
mm-hmm.
all that's left is joy and
mm-hmm.
love and
mm-hmm.
happiness
mm-hmm.
and contentment with everything as it is, and understanding we've all been through so much through many lifetimes, and it really is a time of kind of cleaning up our acts without really overwhelming ourselves and
mm-hmm.
letting go of all the fears, because it's just an illusion and there's no reason to hold on to them anymore.
Exactly. And not to take it all so seriously.
Yeah.
We've all had lifetimes after lifetime after lifetime, and of course we've had joyous ones, and we've had upsetting ones, and we've had challenging ones, and we've had devastating ones. But it's all just energy. It's all just experience. It's all just a game, as a lot of the group from Lightworker that Steve Rother channels, and many other higher dimensional families of light. They understand how serious we take this journey. That we asked to be here. We wanted to be a part of this tremendous opportunity, but that to be uplifted and light about it means that we can move through it so much easier. So yes, we are clearing out the old, but it's done. So we don't need to even focus on the fact that we're clearing out so much anymore. It's just the greater we can feel uplifted, the less we're going to be holding on to anyway.
Right. And really, trust is something that my guidance is always, just trust you can get through this. It might be a bumpy road, but just be happy. You're heading in the
exactly.
right way.
Exactly. And of course, because when we're going through such tremendous times of change, I think you'd have to be living in a cave somewhere to not know that there's tremendous change occurring on almost every quadrant of this planet, whether it be earth changes, whether it be economic changes, whether it be weather, whatever the case may be, we know that there is tremendous change. And we can index our emotions into the fear or into the uncertainty of that, or we can just not. And it's not that we're not wanting to be a part of it, but we're aware that the greater plan or things are not always as they appear to be, and we take the steps that we need to make sure that we are feeding ourselves and all the things that we know how to do as humans, which we know very, very well, and we know how to do that. But we also have to understand that we are multidimensional beings, that we have this tremendous body of light that is massive. You know, we take ourselves very seriously here in our physical body, but the part of us that's the life force of this physical body is such a very small, small percentage of that non-physical part of us that is so dramatically loving and present and supporting and giving and nurturing. And that's why that lyric from that movie or that play, You'll Never Walk Alone, struck such a chord. Because sometimes mm-hmm. when we are feeling the intensity of the collective changes, the personal changes, the vibrational energy, we do feel that we're alone. And sometimes just hearing other light workers or starseeds saying that they're going through the same thing, that they're being woke up in the middle of the night, or they're having to have a nap in the middle of the afternoon, or they can't remember where they left their car keys, or they've got brain fog, or... And I've had all of those.
The brain fog, that's big for me these days.
It is big, and it's happening to a lot of people. I happen to have a law firm trust accounting practice as well as the healing and the writing. So I walk between two left and right brain worlds every day. And it doesn't matter what office I go to. It doesn't matter how old the people are that I engage with. Most everyone, whether they're awake and aware of this information or not, are feeling like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Brain fog, can't remember things. Yeah. So,
go on.
It's a dramatic time, and it's affecting many, many layers and levels of us, and I think the complex matrix of that communication as it's coming in can be a bit daunting, but the greater joy and upbeat nature that we can have, the greater the inner stability.
So, you mentioned in your article that there may be times that we need more quiet time just to have, like, listen to our inner guidance, and I'm finding that that's something I'm definitely needing, is just time to recenter, kind of reorganize, get a moment out of the fog and get down into the heart and hear the inner guidance even more clearly that way. Do you think that that is something that will really help people so they don't feel so overwhelmed?
Yes. Again, it's a very personal choice. I know for myself, since the beginning of this year, in January of 2010, and for many that I've talked to and worked with in session and whatnot, many are feeling that need or that desire to be a little more inward, a little more quiet, maybe not quite so out there, if that's the description. Again, as I mentioned, it's a personal feeling. But when we are quiet, we do feel more wrapped up and cocooned and safe. And again, that word feeling safe is pivotal to feeling that you're not alone. Often when we feel like we're alone and we don't know what we're doing is because we don't feel safe. And often when we're quiet and we're really focused on that feeling of our guidance or our angels or whatever adjective you give to that non-physical part of you, that's wrapping us, makes us feel safe, and that again, aligns us more with that inner aspect, that unconditional part of our heart, which opens us up to the greater non-physical, higher dimensional parts of ourselves. So yes, very much kind, gentle allowing of that quietness, quiet time is very important. But again, there's a fine line between that and cutting yourself off and becoming a bit reclusive. If that's what you need to do, fine. But there's also a need to be balanced between the joyfulness and the quietness. I think every one of us is finding the fulcrum point of that, particularly this month.
Yes, I'm definitely agree with that. So is there anything, I mean, In your article, there you mentioned about the lunar eclipse at the end of the month that mm-hmm. many people, many astrologers are going to say it's quite a doozy.
Well, I mean, it comes right at the full moon. But, you know, this the solar, the solstice on the 21st, it's always a very powerful timing of celebration, particularly for the summer solstice. Solstice, means stand still of the sun. And it's a very potent timing of celebration, of honoring the earth, of feeling very connected to the earth. But it's a very celebratory energy. Even if you're not necessarily participating in ceremony with great groups of people, that just you will be pulled into the feeling of those ceremonies, because they'll be going on all over the world. Groups come together for the solstice. So June, this month in particular, even though we have so much dramatic astrological and galactic energy alignments, that solstice support, that solstice energy, is very uplifting. It's celebratory. And the full moon on June 26th, just a few days after the solstice, is where we have that eclipse. And eclipses, often blast open or alter any kind of stagnant or old, outmoded beliefs that we may be harboring. And each month that we've been in 2010 has been working and doing that, and we'll continue to do that. But eclipses, by their very definition, help us reveal, reveal stuff that we might really need to look at. Again, if we can use that review with the understanding of the celebration of the solstice and the light of that incredible full moon, then whatever comes up can just be easily, put down and thrown out or completed and let go of without any great need for drama.
Yes, and there tends to be a lot of drama with some of the national or international things going on, the earthquakes, the oil spill. There's a lot of people that a lot of emotions are coming out, especially with the oil spill.
Oh, absolutely. And understood. It's very understandable.
It's very understandable. I think it's very interesting how the oil spill, now I'm seeing, at least on Facebook, I'm on there quite often, they're now saying prayers for healing instead of just complaining about nothing's being done. They're finally getting a clue that they need to start doing the prayers and the healing as well as anybody else. The more positive energy in sending out to heal that area and to get it back to the right balance, and what a great metaphor of the imbalance in the world, in some ways, then we can be getting that balance back. So it was just good to see a lot of people now saying, do the Ho'oponopono on it and send more loving, caring energies towards it instead of just complaining about it.
Exactly. Once a month I host a global whale and dolphin meditation. My next one is this Sunday, as a matter of fact, at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And last month, the whales and dolphins came through and offered a exercise of focusing a vortex of energy and imagining or visualizing this spinning vortex of energy of light into the area where the oil was in the water, and seeing the very cells or the very particles or the very atoms of it transmute and transform, alchemically change from one form, meaning oil, into something else, meaning light, just like we did with gold in alchemy. So I'm going to be hosting another meditation this Sunday on the 20th, and the focal point will be, again, not necessarily just the oil, but an area where the whales and the dolphins definitely want to put their focus. And yes, there is a tremendous amount of emotion and energy being focused there from news reports, and it needs to be brought to the open, all of that. But I think it's easy to fall into the finger pointing and into the blame and into the worry. And as light workers and star seeds, again, we're not trying to put our head in the sand and not be aware. But the more energy, just like you said, the more energy that we can send as light energy, as enlightened energy to that area, the greater the healing. The issue, because we live in a polarized position on this planet, the moment we say we wish something to heal, by the very nature of this being a polarity-based dimension, by saying the word heal, we infer that something isn't healed.
Right.
And that's that quantum nature of our dimension and that polarized nature. So the more light, without any form of doing or thinking that it has to be or not has to be, is even more powerful. Whether it's just transmuting it to light, then we sidestep some of that polarity. And the whales and the dolphins, very much from the higher dimensional realms, work within that morphogenic field of in the quantum realm. It's often referred to as the whale matrix. But within that functionality of opportunity, as opposed to it's this way or that way. And I think we're being taught that as part of our mastery, as we begin to engage more with the fifth dimensional realm of communication and understanding of energy, there will no longer be this need for a polarized position. Even when we are saying something is focused as healing, we always have to understand that by the very nature of that, there is the other side of it. So all of us are very concerned and wishing and hoping that this transmutes and is healed, understanding that the energy of it that we can do as light workers is to be as light as we can.
Yes, and we do have a caller. Betsy is online too. Hi, Betsy.
Hello, how are you two?
Just fine, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm just wondering, with all the shifts in energy that have been happening this year, will it continue through the end of the year? I mean, can people expect the same to continue through July and August, or is it going to settle down some?
Well, from my perspective, and again, this is just my perspective, but from everything I'm sensing and seeing, and I think what even others are that I've spoke to or others may even be writing, that is the intensity, the increased frequency and vibration or recalibrated light coming in from the central sun is going to increase. We are in that last final stage of the ascension preparation between now and, you know, we give it a date, December 2012. We don't know exactly if it's that exact date, but we are certainly in the final stages of the increased vibration, and therefore it's going to just continue. And the intensity of it will increase, and our ability to surf those waves will depend on how serious we take it and how much of it we can just roll with and align and incorporate into our light body and so on and so forth. But July, August, and September, from my perspective, are absolutely fraught with great opportunity, but they are certainly going to be a roller coaster ride, no question.
Okay.
But a good one. Roller coasters are always at play parks and fun rides and things like that. So roller coaster rides to me mean yeah, fun, joyful. But you got to hang on, too.
Well, when you talk about balance, so with the good will come some bad, with the bad will come some good, or is it...
And bad, well, I mean, I don't... If we use the term bad, then we can align with that vibration. But joy and love and light are higher vibrations than anything that is less than that. All of us certainly have challenges that we're dealing with, whether it be having aging parents or physical stuff or health stuff or financial stuff or whatever the case may be. We've all got 3D lives that we are currently engaged in. But in terms, I don't myself personally look at anything as bad. Try not to focus on that type of thing, or I certainly don't look at anything coming in, whether it be for the collective or for myself personally, with that kind of coloring. Look at it only because, again, if we look at quantum physics or if we look at the nature of quantum energy, the mere fact of observing something changes the outcome of that, whatever it may be, by the fact that we've observed it. So if we are focusing our attention on something or even projecting what we think might be coming and there's a little part of our observation that thinks that it might be bad, then the mere fact that we've observed it as that, we can manifest it as that. And that's how powerful we are. And that's part of our mastery, is learning how powerful we are. And so again, coming back to that very same, keeping things open, keeping them light, keeping them joyful, not getting hung up, understanding that we're in a very big transition and transformation, there is no question. Is it going to feel bumpy at times? Yes. But when it does, you just, you know, take a step back, take a breath, have a hot bath or whatever it is that you need to do, and then just know that, okay, this is what it is. It's not the end of the world. The earth isn't going to fall off its axis today, and I'm going to feel better tomorrow or in an hour from now or whatever the case may be, and then we move forward. And I think we're being schooled in that so, so dramatically in this year mm-hmm. in particular.
I agree.
Did that answer your question?
Yes, you did. Thank you very much. And you guys have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And
it really is a good time just to, as you said, to really focus on the fun times you had or the fun times you're going to be having or what is really manifesting. And it's very interesting the ways that the guides are kind of reminding me always is they always are giving me things in front of me that put a smile on my face. Regardless
exactly.
of what's going on, they always make sure there's something to smile about, regardless mm-hmm. of what's going on. So, mm-hmm. and a smile and a laugh can do a world of good for you.
Oh,
especially
it's amazing.
With this energy.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah. And we all have our days. We all have our ups and downs. But the more upbeat, the more happy, the more that we can be that way, the greater we feel and the greater amount of light and energy that we can hold, that our wiring can hold, that we can interface with our light body with, that we can impact others that we come in contact with. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
really so many layers and levels of that. Absolutely.
Yes.
No question.
Yes. And it's just, you know, do you find that manifestation processes are quickening than they have before?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, so many people talk about the fact that I just have to think it and it happens, or I was just thinking about that person. I mean, it's becoming second nature now to so many of us to just think something and know that it's going to show up. You know, 5 or 10 years ago, it was sort of like a something that we really had to work at. It was one of those things. And now it's becoming quite accepted. It's one of those, you just know it. You know that if that pops in, well, you know that that's going to show up. And again, there's that trust coming in and just not hanging on to it and not trying to manipulate it in any way. But yes, manifestation is occurring faster. Or is it just that we are getting out of the way easier?
Or a little of both.
I think manifestation has always been instant. Certainly, if you look at it from the quantum nature, things can shift in the blinking of an eye.
Most definitely.
That's the beauty of the hologram. I think we're just getting out of the way more, not hanging on so much. But I think manifestation has always been instant in the past. But again, the more of us that are feeling confident about that, like that 100th monkey situation, the more that do it, the more that feel confident about it, the more that trust it, the greater the collective or that morphogenic field of the collective then can engage in that.
Most definitely. And we do have another caller. Chris is online too. Hello, Chris. How are you today?
Ladies.
Hologram.
Hi, Chris. Hi. Are we in a hologram?
This whole dimensional existence, from my perspective and from those that I've studied with and others that I've discussed with, is a hologram. Absolutely.
So if we're in a hologram, are we also holograms?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
If we're in a hologram, are we also holograms?
Yes. We are all holographic in nature. And that's where the exciting, very positive, exciting time is that when we think of the beauty of the hologram, within a hologram, every piece, right down to the most small speck, holds and contains the whole. So if we affect change in one tiny, tiny little piece, we affect change in the whole. And that's what is becoming so exciting, and we're becoming more aware of it. And when we truly feel that, we don't feel so overwhelmed, and we don't feel like this is such a daunting task, because a small, small, tiny speck of change by a small percentage can affect the whole, and it is.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking a road trip this weekend, and with my husband and my son, going to Colorado.
Oh, lovely.
Do you see a safe journey, safe round trip?
Do you?
Of course I do. I wouldn't get in the car if I didn't. I would be like, I don't
know.
That's all that matters.
Your journey will be. Absolutely. I'm a firm truster and believer that we manifest and create our immediate experiences based on, again, what I said earlier, the emotions that are indexed into how we manifest and project our energy. So I would know that my road trip is going to be absolutely smooth. That being said, I would always make sure that I've taken the necessary steps to make sure that the car isn't going to break down. You know, I mean, I wouldn't go on a road trip if I had bald tires or no oil in my tank or mm-hmm. something like that. Obviously, do you understand what I mean?
Well, actually, that's really interesting because I've heard of very spiritual people who have walked in faith, and they'll say, I drove, you know, 1,000 miles on bald tires.
Absolutely.
In an empty gas tank.
Absolutely.
Now, they basically found a glitch in the hologram called faith.
Well, yes. I mean, what I'm saying is you don't, there's certain responsibilities that we have. So you take the steps that you need Because if there's something niggling at you at the back of your head going, you know, there's something going on with my car. Oh, well, I'll be fine. You know, there is faith and trust there. But the very fact that it was niggling at you is probably nudging you to say or to take some action, right? Now, all of us have had things occur that just happened where we had no idea and we get through it. That happens to us all the time. All I'm saying is if there's anything, like the very fact that you're asking, is your road trip going to be safe, tells me that there might be something going on that you might think might not be. So just look at that. Because
right,
for me,
and actually I recognized it when I said that. Okay, now you channel energies.
Yeah.
And you channel the whales and the dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work if we're all, including the sea animals and sea mammals, they're holograms? How do you channel?
Well, are you...
I guess what is spirit? Is spirit a hologram?
Well, I don't think you want to get too hung up on hologram, because there's holograms as in holograms as in holograms as in holograms. But we are still higher dimensional beings expressing a conditional energy of ourselves here in the third dimension. And we are still always connected to that higher dimensional non-physical part of us, and we are always able to receive, channel, connect with, participate, communicate, whatever you want to call it, with that non-physical part. And we are all connected within this energy here on this dimension and in the higher realms. And as the whales and dolphins hold a physical embodiment here as we do, a greater portion of them is non-physical and higher dimensional as well. And we are able to interface with all of those as others, you know, there's people here on the planet that channel the Pleiadians and the Arcturians and many, many different beautiful beings of light. And again, what we bring through is always going to be based on our brain's activity and ability to merge or have a point of reference. So,
okay, so now when we go to the Pleiadians and the Arcturians, which are beings from other planets that are human, because it's
not,
their soul, their light, their energy, are we either or?
No. Okay, so there are many star seed family light planetary systems that we, for the most part, most of us have had lifetimes on this planet, many, many, many lifetimes on this planet Earth, and we've had many, many lifetimes off planet. And we are a part of and bring with us in our awareness our soul, our blueprint, if you will, bits and pieces from all of those experiences. So the Arcturians who are living on the planet Arcturus and the Pleiadians living on the planet Pleiades aren't human, but they have their dimensional bodies and frequencies and lives different to ours, of course, because they are fifth dimensional or greater. But nevertheless, in terms of energy, which never dies, we are able to interface with all different vibrational rates of energy, frequencies of energy, and that is what is occurring as we are preparing to merge from third dimensional Earth and the Earth ascend into a star. So channeling is really interfacing with that higher dimensional part of you and the many lifetimes or families of light that you may have as a focal point for this particular journey. Does that help?
Yes, and then, of course, many, many, many more questions were popping up all over the place, like, so Arcturians are not human, and I thought they were. I thought Arcturians and Pleiadians were human beings, that their souls were what they were, that we're all spirits experiencing humanity.
Mm-hmm.
They were human.
Well, I mean, there are people, myself, for example, I'll use myself as an example. I'm aware of having a connection with the planet Arcturus. I'm aware mm-hmm. of my Arcturian guides, just as Jill is aware of hers. And we are always connected, sometimes in more one way or another, but we're all aware of that, but an Arcturian guide is not human. Now, I'm human in this particular dimension, in this moment in time. The shallow that you're speaking with is human. But Arcturians are from Arcturus, and there's many humans that are...
Do I have an Arcturian guide?
Do you feel aligned? You know, I get asked this a lot, and we have so many. I mean, Jen, you must get this as well, but...
Yes.
There,
and mine is Sirius, by the way. And
yeah, well, you know, again, this is an experience I had, and I've shared it when I've been teaching in workshops. When I was a little girl, and I think all of us can relate to this. Jen, I know you can.
Yes.
You know, it would be a summer day, and you'd be laying out in the field or laying out in the lawn or something like that, and you'd be looking up at the clouds. Or it would be, you know, a summer evening, and the stars were just starting to come out. And there was just some feeling that you just felt this connectedness to the sky, whether it was the clouds
mm-hmm.
or whether it was the stars or whether it was the moon. And I know as a little girl, I just knew that that was home. I didn't know what it was. I just knew that when I would look up at the Big Dipper, that there was something that was there. And, of course, the handle of the Big Dipper, if you draw it straight down, there's quite a bright star at certain times of the year, and that's the planet Arcturus. So I think all of us have a pull or something that kind of guides us or aligns with us. But in the bigger scheme, the Arcturians, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, the Andromedans, they are
mm-hmm.
all in service to our planetary ascension. And the mere fact that you would ask, do I have an Arcturian guide, means that you have an aspect of you that is calling out to that, and they are there then for you. Just as
well, an Arcturian was the first alien I ever met in physical form, and he told me he was an Arcturian. And then he was telling me about the grid and how this was all a hologram, and I listened with a profoundly open mind and open ears, and then shortly after that I met Jennifer.
Well, there you go. So I would say that you have an energy connection or some sort of a bridge there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have that with the Arcturians and the Pleiadians and the Sirians all at one time, and many, many others. I mean, that's just some of the biggies.
So where would you find the list of all of them?
Well, you know, we don't necessarily know.
I don't think they exist, does it?
I don't think there's a list. Again, that's becoming very linear and very third-dimensional.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many. There's so many. But
there's an endless list like the universe. I mean, I don't think it would be possible to actually write down all the different... The closest thing you could do is really look at a list of the stars, the
mm-hmm.
galaxies, and all their names.
Mm-hmm. But in truth, a lot, I mean, there's so many higher dimensional starseed families that
mm-hmm.
are sending and watching and observing and supporting our planetary ascension. the big ones, the ones that are that have been involved with our planetary journey for many, for eons of time, are the Pleiadians, the Sirians,
yes,
the Arcturians. And so those ones, of
yes,
course, are getting...
So now, are we offsprings of these beings?
Well, we have had lifetimes off-planet. So we're having a human lifetime at the moment. But at the same time, it's only a very small part of our non-physical expression. Time is linear here, and so we think that we're just
right,
human. But
so an Arcturian and a
but we are experiencing an Arcturian
and a human,
at the moment,
they're actually the same?
Well, your lifetime right now, in this moment, your focal point is you're human. But you are experiencing your soul, your light body, the non-physical part of you, is having many, many experiences that are all spinning concurrently together in a vast sea of potentials. So you are, if you want to think of it very from a linear perspective, you are experiencing your life right now in this moment as a female on the phone talking to myself and to Jen, and you're also having an experience possibly on the in a library in the planet Arcturus, and you're possibly on a starship in one of the Pleiadian star fleets, and you're very possibly in a temple on the planet Sirius playing around with some of the higher dimensional whales and dolphins. So all of those things are concurrently occurring.
You're talking parallel universes.
Well, it could be called that, but that's all within this universe. So it's not really a
parallel universe.
It's
more like a multidimensional experience.
Multidimensional. Yes.
It is better than a parallel existence.
Okay.
It's more multidimensional. Your energy, you can be in more than one place at one time, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
With
and
ease.
That I didn't know. Now, the other night it was...
Chris, we're almost out of time, so I'm going to cut you off.
All right.
Because I want
you guys
to finalize and get some more information from Shella about her website and what's coming up for her. I really appreciate you coming in and calling. You always add another dimension to the conversation, so... thank you so much for calling in. Shella, real quick, we've got probably a minute to go.
If you
could tell us again about your website and upcoming events and how people can get in touch with you if they want to get one of your wonderful healing sessions, if you could give that information now.
Okay, well, first of all, Jennifer, I want to say thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to connect with so many beautiful people. My email address is Shala, S as in Sam, H-A-L-A, at lightworker, all one word, .com. You can find me at Lightworker at http://shala.lightworker.com, and you'll find my site within the site at Lightworker. This Sunday, June 20th, I'll be hosting my monthly whale and dolphin meditation. It's at 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. The conference line number is area code 712-432-3900. The access code is 9735255. It's recorded, and if you're on my mailing list, I will be sending out a MP3 file of that later in the afternoon. If you want to become part of my mailing list for my article or for my meditations, just email me at shala@lightworker.com. So I think that probably does it for me, Jen. Thank you again.
Oh, you are awesome. Many blessings, and I thank you for all the wonderful work you're doing.
Thank you.
You're helping so many people in so many ways, including me, and I do thank you for being on the show and being as awesome as you are.
Well, thank you, and keep shining that gorgeous bright light of yours, sweetheart, and doing all the wonderful work that you're doing and, you know, offering these opportunities for people to connect. It's very, very important that we have that foundation and that place to come together, and I really appreciate it. And happy solstice, and
yes.
happy full moon, and happy lunar eclipse.
And happy solstice, and new moon, eclipse, and
full
all
moon.
The wonderful things that are coming up in the near future. Thank you very much. It is great to have you back on, and you
Thank
always
you,
have an open invitation.
Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings to everyone.
And with that, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and information. Until next time, many blessings and good night.